Good morning. We are talking with Pete Morris from the University of Northern Iowa. And obviously, anybody who has ever listened to this radio station before knows just how near and dear the University of Northern Iowa is to my heart, who I've decked out in purple and gold all the time. Everybody laughs about it. But very exciting news coming out of UNI earlier this week that they are now going to have a neighboring state rate for new incoming students, which would include Wisconsin, starting this fall. So, Pete, I'll kind of let you talk about how this all started and what it's going to do for the university.
Yeah, I think this is going to be great for not only you and I, but also families across the Midwest. I think about the Prairie du Chien area, and it's a real easy drive to get over here to Cedar Falls. But starting this fall, new you and I students from the six states bordering Iowa will get the same rate as Iowa residents, and that's going to be about $10,000. And so if you do the math and look at some of the other schools that you might be interested in, that's a really great price point for an education that you're going to get the big college feel with Division I athletics and all that, all those benefits, but you're also going to get the personal touch that you would get at a smaller institution. So this is really something we've been, trying to get done for a while, and finally we've got to the, we've got to the finish line here, and talking to folks about, hey, you should look at UNI for, if you've got a son, daughter, niece, nephew, grandchild that's going to be attending college soon, give us a look here at UNI.
Well, especially here in the Prairie du Chien area, obviously we're in the thick of summer right now, and us who are in Prairie du Chien a lot are here joke that on any given day on a weekend, you may see more Blackhawk County plates or more Iowa plates in Prairie du Chien than you do Wisconsin plates, just with everybody coming to the river. It's a destination for a lot of people in Iowa, so there's already that connection there. And this now just gives residents, especially those residents on the border, that maybe Cedar Falls is closer than some of those, even Wisconsin schools, and now they'll be able to get that in-state rate.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's funny because I joke that every time I'm in Prairie du Chien, I'm going to run into somebody I work with, our new chief information officer. She and her husband have a cabin around Elkader, and she's like, oh my god, I love the Black Angus, I could just eat the salad bar alone. And I've literally ran into people I work with at the Angus on the weekend. They're like, oh, we've got a camper over here. And so yeah, there's a lot of folks who are familiar with Prairie du Chien, and folks in Prairie du Chien and the surrounding area, take a trip over here, and if you've got a student, get on a visit this fall. And we've got a new applied engineering building that is pretty amazing. The state of Iowa put $40 million into that, so we've got some applied engineering, some materials engineering. We've got the most advanced on-campus foundry anywhere in the country, which is pretty cool. We've got a health program, nursing, and of course we're known for our great business school as well as teacher education. So there's all that and more. So you should definitely check us out. You can go to uni.edu and check out all the programs that we've got here as we celebrate our 150th anniversary starting this fall.
And as an alum, it is really an exciting time to look at UNI and all of the things, the big Our Tomorrow campaign, the renovations to the iconic Unidome and all of the investments that are happening around campus. It really is an exciting time at the University of Northern Iowa. There's a lot of really good things happening. And so, if you haven't ever checked out UNI, now would be the time to do it, because the state of Iowa and, alums and donors are really making investments to the university.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always say, if you don't see construction on a college campus in the summer, that should be a warning sign. So we've got a lot of construction going on right now. The dome will have entirely purple seats for this fall. We're working on, we just completed the Marquee Lounge over at the Gallagher Blue Dome Performing Arts Center, and there's a bunch of other stuff that's going on. And I may also add, I just saw in the State Journal today that the University of Wisconsin system is talking about a 5% tuition hike for the coming year. So even more reason to check us out with the price point in Wisconsin going up, and you can get that 10,000-ish price point here at UNI.
And, of course, a Division I university. You know, we talk about athletics. We talk about the Dome, new head football coach, lots of exciting stuff. You know, you can watch Division I basketball, all of those athletics, you know, but you're part of that smaller enrollment, so your professors are more hands-on. You are all – you know, all of your classes are taught by professors, and, you know, it's that small family type feel, but still that big Division I university.
Yeah, no, and you mentioned football and basketball, but, you know, wrestling program.
Yes, wrestling.
Top 10. You know, Parker Keckeisen, who's a Wisconsin guy, by the way, won the national championship 2 years ago and was the runner-up this past year. And so then volleyball has been in the NCAA tournament the last couple years and gave Louisville all they wanted in the tournament this past year. So, yeah, it's there's a lot of activity. And one of the things that we talk about are all the clubs and organizations that you can get into. So whether you like chess, whether you like disc golf, we've actually got a fishing team here. So
yes.
You know, all you people along the river, you know, you can come here and you can join the fishing team and compete that way too. So yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff going on.
And of course, very excited that now, again, the neighboring state rate, which includes Wisconsin, of course, Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, South Dakota as well. You know, a very affordable university, but a great education that you can get at the University of Northern Iowa. So thanks so much for joining us, Pete. I think this is the first time we've ever talked college here on our People, Places, and Things community spotlight segment, but I kind of like it. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again sometime.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much for talking with us. And again, if you want more information on UNI, you can go to the website, which is uni.edu.
Right on. Thanks,
Perfect.
Lori.
Thank you so much, Pete.